So this is session 14, and this is the product snowball principle. And we are talking about creating an offer series, creating an offer series. That's what we are talking about. How do you create an offer series in order to execute the product snowball formula? We're going deeper into the product snowball formula. I want to talk specifically to PLR marketers about how to take this step, and I'm going to edit this out of the final session, so just so that you'll know, I mean, if you're watching this, you're thinking, I'm going to use this for PLR, and he's talking about PLR. I'm going to edit this out, so this will not be in the final session of this, but I do want to talk to you as a PLR marketer, and I also want to say this at the outset. This is going to be a public session. I'm probably not going to finish this. So if you want to hear all of it, obviously, you'll need to be an ultimate insider. When I get to the point in about 30 or 35 minutes, I'm going to stop. Not because I'm trying to be stingy. It's just because I don't like to keep people on all night. And this is just kind of a public taste of what we do every week. So I do want to talk to you as a PLR marketer. How do you take this step of creating an offer series? We talked about creating an offer, a starter offer. And remember, your PLR, regardless of what it is never the entire offer. It's always the raw material. Those of you who have taken accounting, you know what a raw material is. It is what you take and make into finished goods inventory. In the case of PLR videos, you want to be flexible. You know, when you are putting your content on a course platform, you make it as the focus of the offer. You can use interview and case studies. You can use the challenge format. In other words, you are selling, right, the expertise. You're selling the challenge format. And basically what you want to do then is you want to take your PLR content and use it as more of a boost to what you're trying to sell, right? That's a good way of being able to do this. And this is actually a good practice regardless of the platform you're using. You should be structuring your offer, of course, whatever PLR you're using so that it fits your target market. One size does not fit all. You don't take a PLR package and slap your name on it and then just get that sales letter and put it out there regardless of who it is. That's not what it's for. Your job is really to turn it into something sellable for your market. When you get PLR, you want to think 2 to 3 offers at a time. We're going to talk about that here this week. But you should always be thinking 2 to 3 offers at a time. In other words, you know, how can you customize an offer to look just like the other offer you have like it? And then, you know, if you're, let's say again, and we're going to talk about this a little deeper, but if you're purchasing, let's say, Facebook PLR from a specific vendor, I mean, maybe you want to look at that same vendor for YouTube and Instagram. So in other words, you have other offers that are going to be just like the one, so that you can have a product snowball, so you can have adjacent offers for people to be able to purchase, and that they'll see the similarity and they'll want to buy it just because of the look and feel of the first offer that they like. You want to be able to answer the question, does the upsell make sense for you based on your funnel? So in other words, don't just put an upsell together just because it came to you with PLR. Just because there's an upsell with the PLR doesn't mean you have to add it to your funnel. It doesn't even mean you have to have a funnel, right? You've got to look at it and say, does this make sense? Do I maybe need to combine these and make this into one product and sell it at one price? Again, don't put something in that doesn't fit you. If you are selling to the make money online market, you know, an upsell typically is going to make sense that you get with PLR, but most people are not going to be selling the PLR in the same market that they are buying it in. And so as a result of that, you don't need to take the structure as is and add it just because it was given to you, right? That's just the way it was given to you. PLR is always raw material. You don't want to use it as is. You got to be thinking about, is this going to be a step up for your customer, right? Are they likely to buy, you know, the other offer? If they do buy it, right, will they get the experience that you promised them? Right, when you are customizing PLR, right, and you're customizing a series, you have to be thinking with every offer, are they going to get the experience that you are promising them? And then listen, what exactly are you promising them? You know, when they buy your product, what are you saying you are going to give them? What that means is that you've got to look at the sales copy. And you've got to say, is that really what my market wants? Do I really want to promise that? Again, just because it comes out of the box, just because it comes out of the wrapping, that doesn't mean that's the way you should be using it, right? You've got to use your content that you purchase in a way that makes sense to your market. Now, you know, again, if you want to just take it out of the box and use it as is, right? You want to put up, that's perfectly fine. But what I'm saying to you is that if you already have a relationship that you are establishing with your market or with your niche or with your subscriber list, don't just throw something in front of them just because you got it that way, thinking it's supposed to fit them. It's your job to make it fit. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit from the strategic marketing framework as we start talking about how am I going to design a series of products that my customer is going to buy so that I can be more profitable with every sale. Remember, strategic marketing, we talk about having vertical and horizontal funnels. So when you create your offers, you want to have multiple ways for your customer to benefit, of course. So it's not just about you, right, and having multiple offers. What you're doing and the mindset you want to have is, how can I give my customer multiple ways to succeed with my products? We have vertical funnels. In other words, I'm going to give you everything at the point of sale. And this is what you probably experience when you purchase a Make Money Online offer. You purchase an offer, you see an offer right after that. Typically, it's going to be some kind of no-brainer offer. You see a DFY, in other words, a do part of the process for you. You then see an offer that will help you to keep those results, right? You typically see three upsells. Maybe sometimes you see four. But everything, all this happens on one transaction. So in other words, you're going to see all these offers at one point in time, right? The customer is going to see the upsells. Those upsells are going to lead to you making more profit. It should lead to your customer being happier, right? So the goal you're trying to do when you put everything on the point of sale is, how can I make my customer happier, right? Not necessarily even, of course, you want your customer to benefit. Of course, you want them to, you know, you want them to, you know, to use it. But your job when you're selling in a vertical funnel, when you're doing the traditional make money online funnel, and you're going to have an upsell, your mindset needs to be, how can I make them happier, right? How can I give them more enjoyment from what it is they purchase, whether it is they enjoy the purchase itself or they enjoy using it? How can I give that person more enjoyment? We also have horizontal funnels. In other words, all these offers are going to take place from an email or from the thank you page. So in other words, let's say that the customer decided not to buy all the other offers that you put at the point of sale in your funnel. You still want to have other adjacent offers on the thank you page. And typically these are not going to be the same offers that they saw in the vertical funnel, but you can do that. So in other words, maybe anything can happen in a funnel. So you say to yourself, what if something happened and they didn't see the upsell? I'm going to put that upsell on the thank you page so they can still get it. I'm going to give them a message saying that, hey, here's a way you can benefit. You can get more from your purchase. You're going to have that on the thank you page. But you should also have on your thank you page horizontal funnels. In other words, offers that don't necessarily take your customer deeper into the subject, but they take them to other subjects that are related. So in other words, horizontal funnels, you are going to have adjacent products on your thank you page. All of this will make you more profitable. If you don't have those offers on your thank you page, you are leaving money on the table. Because if your customer likes you enough to purchase something from you on that thank you page that they purchased you on your front end, you want to have other things that when they see them, they say to themselves, ah, this looks like something like what I got. I like to have a set of these things. I want to make sure I get this also. Have those horizontal funnels on your thank you page. Now, it might take you a little while you're building. If you are just getting started, you may not have those horizontal offers. This is what you want to be developing. So don't get exhausted by developing one product at a time. You know, sometimes you develop one product and you get it out and you launch, you think, ah, man, I'm exhausted now. I gotta put something together. No, when you're putting together your offer, you should be thinking, as I said previously, two to three at a time. So that when you put that horizontal funnel together, when somebody gets to your thank you page, as much as possible, you want to have something else for them that's like what they got so they can buy more from you so that that one customer ends up being more profitable to you. Now, what do we call that? We call that cross sales traditionally in direct response, right? So it's not a new concept, what I'm telling you. It's an old concept. Customer sees cross sales, and good companies in every stretch, in every industry do this extremely well. Amazon does it well. Best Buy does it well online and offline. You will see this in good companies that anytime you get something, you're going to see related purchases that you can make. Sometimes they're impulse buys, sometimes they're related buys, whatever it is, the customer, you as a customer, you have the opportunity to get more stuff, right? You become a more profitable customer. Again, so what does that mean? More offers, right? This is what the product snowball means. More offers equals a more profitable customer. Right? Give your customer the opportunity to be more profitable to you. Give your customer the opportunity to benefit more. Give your customer the opportunity to be happier, right? By giving them more that they can be happier with what they've already purchased. If they consume more of your offers, you're going to get more trust, right? So again, when you give your customer more to buy, you are going to try to get them to consume it naturally. And the more that they consume, the more trust you gain. The more that you can get them to take in, buy in, come to your training, get deeper into your marketing funnel, the more you establish trust. The more times you can get that customer to write into your support and you can answer them, the more trust you build. Again, all of this gets the customer deeper and deeper into your world and gives you more opportunities to benefit and to help them and to make them happier. Now, when you think about, when you create a launch, think about why your product makes sense to the customer, right? Why do they want to buy it? And you should be thinking about this when you're creating it, when you're writing your sales copy. You might not know exactly whether your product is going to be successful. You may not know whether or not somebody is going to buy them, but you should have some idea of why they should want it. You should have some idea of why, what's going to go through their brain when they get ready to buy it. You should have a theory working. And this is really important when we're talking about series. Why? Because within that product, you're going to be teasing the next set of products, right, within the product you're selling, right? You want to be teasing the next point in the series. You want to be teasing those other products. Please do not think that this is over the top. Please do not think that this is a little too much. I should just let them enjoy. And again, you want to deliver on what you promised them, certainly. But within that product, you should be giving them clues that the other products will help them too if they get them, right? Now, again, it shouldn't be where all you're talking about are your other products, right? That's not the idea. But where it makes sense, you should be talking about the other things that are going to benefit them, the other things that are going to make them happy with your purchase. You should be talking about the next step up in their journey. You should be talking about the next step over in their journey. You should be talking about the next step in their journey. All three of these should be different products that can be part of your product snowball. Let's go further into this. Let's talk about the next step up. Now, here's what we're talking about. Customers already purchased your product. Now, if your customer gets the results you promised them, right, what do they have to look forward to? What should they be thinking about next? Right? Think about what happens if your customer has success with what you gave them, whether it's learning something or doing something. If they're successful and they get it, what should they do next? You know, let's say they got to make some life changes or some changes in their business or some changes in their schedule. Let's say they make those changes. What do you need to teach them or give them next? How can you then design something that will assist the person that consumes your product, right? If they're talking about information, let's say they consume it. They go all the way through it. They say, wow, that was fantastic. Now what? What happens if they're thinking deeply about it? So in other words, man, it's really caused them to start doing some thinking. What will they need while they're in that process where they're getting deeper and they're thinking about it? What's going to help them at that point? How can you design something for the contemplator, right? The person that's really chewing on this. They're really thinking about this. What do they need while they're in that process? You should have something that you design that you can give them. What happens to that person that takes action? They concentrate, they focus, they do something. What will they need, right? What can you give them? What can you design for them? What can you sell them that will help them if they take action? That's the next step up. So in other words, they're moving forward with what you've given them, right? So they now need something that they've sort of graduated out of your product. What can you give them next? Here's an example. Somebody learns Facebook ads on the basic level. They start to use it. They start to apply it. You then want to do something and have them learn maybe Facebook retargeting. This is an example. I always like to use Facebook because I know everybody understands Facebook. That's how you want to think about this. Not that you have to do Facebook ads in terms of a product. What I'm saying to you is that the person that learns Facebook ads on a basic level, they then may be ready to consider Facebook retargeting. You should be giving them the opportunity to think about the fact that that's what they need, right? You should be teasing that. You should be talking about that. It should be someplace in the product where they can click on it and they can think about buying it. So the next step up requires an understanding of the first step that you sold them. In other words, they probably shouldn't move on to that next product until they have the understanding. So that's what I mean by the next step up. They've already taken the step that you've given them. Now they've graduated. They need to make another step, and you've got to give it to them because, trust me, people are going to move on. They're going to get that step from other people. Right now, what's the next step over? Right? What ways will your customer journey not be complete when they have your product? So in other words, they're going to take a step over, not just a step up. Now, we aren't talking about the vertical funnel in this point, right? We're not talking about at a particular point in time. What we are talking about is a horizontal funnel, right? The next step over. So in other words, what else do they want to learn or do or experience to be ready for what they encounter, right? So in other words, we're not talking about graduating them. We're talking about while they're in it, right? What else do they need? What else do they want to learn? If you want to sell more, this is kind of an important distinction, and this is almost parenthetical to what I'm saying. Don't think about need at this point, right? You've got to sort of think about what do they want? What would they want to learn? So in other words, what do they want to do? What do they want to experience? If you can think through what they want, then you're going to be able to sell more. Right, so it's kind of a hard. You will almost think I've got to give them what they need, but people generally do not buy what they need. They buy what they want, and they buy what they want because they want something. And so you've got to think in terms of what do they want, and in most cases you can't help someone with what they need. And this is again classic direct response, probably from the Dan Kennedy School and all these other guys, all these old heads. This is what they tell you, that you can't really give someone what they need until you give them what they want. They will never give you the opportunity to sell them what they need, right? But you've got to open the door. You got to get the door open by selling them what they want, right? Roger says sell the dream, right? Yeah, you've got to sort of give them what they want, and you've got to make them, you've got to sort of get their trust before they'll give you the opportunity to sell them what they need. Most people are going to make better decisions from a place of having more than they need. Let me tell you what I mean by that. There's something that's weird about people, especially in this age of information marketing, whether it's ebooks or whether it's information product courses or whatever the case is. When it comes to consuming information and learning things, a lot of people will not learn a subject until they have two of them, right? So in other words, they've got two copywriting courses and they'll finally dig into one. They just got one, they typically will not go into that course. When they got three of them, they'll pick one and then find one and start going through one. So please, you know, when you feel like you've got to give them more in order to get them to consume, that's probably true. You know, let's say now your customer buys your product on Facebook ads. Let's say that, let's go back into this deeper. They may also want to learn YouTube ads. You're going to give them something horizontal. You know, before they go on to the next step up, you're going to give them a step over. So in other words, you're going to help them to learn YouTube ads in addition to Facebook ads on the basic level so they have a broader understanding of the ad market. Maybe that's the way that they are going to do it. So what's your job? You got to make sure they're both available. So again, you should be always be thinking 2 to 3 offers at a time. And again, it doesn't always have to be an upsell. Sometimes what you want to have is you want to have those other offers available in places where they are going to see them. So they have to trip over them on the way to, let's say, their thank you, on the way to your thank you page, or they've got to trip over them on their way to get into your membership site. They see these other offers available to them. Now, let's talk about the next step in. We've talked about the next step up. We talked about the next step over. Let's talk about the next step in. Assuming your customer starts to take steps into your product, they want to get into it, right? They're going through it. They are, you know, they're in it, man. So you got to start thinking, okay, so what are they going to get to where they've got some roadblocks, right? They encounter that are beyond the scope of your course. Now, let me tell you what this means. And this is not a rule, right? This is not an exact rule. You start talking about, you know, doing courses that are going to be longer than 2 hours, you're probably going beyond the scope of one idea. Now, sometimes, yeah, you're going to do a big, big dramatic, course. It's going to have multiple layers. But when you start talking about going beyond 120 minutes, right, beyond 2 hours, really beyond 60, someplace between 60 and 120, that's one scope. And if you start talking about ideas that are outside of that, you probably need to be selling them something else, right? You need to give them a separate idea. And the reason you do that is because when you start overwhelming people, man, they're not going to finish what you give them. When you start talking about 3, 4, 5 hours, they're not going to finish it. They're just not going to do it. But if you will keep your ideas down pretty short and you'll keep it down to one idea, they can get their arm, they can finish it. While they're in it, they're going to hit some roadblocks. So what do you do? You want to have resources to help them to get past their roadblocks. So you got to be thinking about what other things they need while they're in this course that may trip them up, right? Give them those other resources. But now at the same time, I do want to say this. You don't have to be vague in your product so you can sell them a second one. That's not the idea. Don't do that. So that, well, I'm only going to tell them a little bit. I don't want to tell them too much because I want to buy this other product. Nope. You want to make sure that you get them all the way through, giving them everything you possibly can, right? Under-promising and over-delivering. At the same time, you know what? Don't jam so much into the product, right? So that the subject goes beyond the scope. Help them to finish one idea. Promise them one idea. Help them to finish that. Let's say the customer's learning Facebook ads again. But they need to know how to create landing pages. They need to do how to do it with a specific page builder, right? You don't have to take all of the material, let's say, on the page builder and stick that in your course, right? Just maybe put a few videos and a few training tutorials, but you want to make the link available to your landing page builder course, right? So again, you know that's going to trip them up. You know, give them what they need in order to finish the course. But if they really do need to know more, make sure that link is available to your other course. Okay. Include enough content to help your student get results from your course. They want to go beyond that, right? Give them the option of providing a place for them to get the other course. Most of these offers are going to be inside of your product or your course. When we're talking about the next step in, right? We're not talking about offers on the thank you page. We're talking about offers that are going to appear hyperlinked inside of the course they are in, right? That's the distinction. That's where these offers are. So they're in the product. They're going through the steps. They're going to see these other things that they can get inside of that product. Now, again, I mean, obviously, there's leeway depending on how you have your member area structure and all those things. But I think you understand what I am saying. You're trying to move people deeper into your funnel. That's your goal. Creating a product snowball moves people deeper into your funnel. You may be tempted to put people into an affiliate product from within your offer. I say this all the time. Please do what you can to give people choices on your own products by providing vertical funnels, right? Give them lots of stuff at the point of sale that will help them, that will make them happy, right? So we're talking about here, helping them take the next step up and at the point of sale. Providing them horizontal funnels right? Next step over, right? And you want to have this happen after the sale on the thank you page, in your emails, right? Other products that are going to be available that will help them. Then what we just talked about, diagonal funnels, which is the step in. They are inside of your product. It's after the sale, but you are giving them other offers to help them while they are inside of that product. Now, when you can, add these offers over time. You may not be at that point where you have lots of offers you can put in there. Add them, right? Start creating them. Whenever you're creating a product, think again. Think two or three offers at a time. When you develop your products, think about the entire world of your customers' needs. You know, don't zero in just on that one thing. Be thinking about the entire universe that your customer might need and how they connect with other things that you have that you can put inside of their system, right? Develop your product snowball with this structure that I have given you. Okay, any questions?